You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 3-2-1 with Kim and Jen live today.
Danny, hello, hello.
Danny's here with us.
Hello.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
We've done nothing all week, Jennifer. I don't know if we've got anything to talk about or anything because we were so like sit and do nothing all week.
I don't know where you were at. because it was definitely
Danny. Ooh. You would have thought it was Christmas week because I mean we did. You know, I'm just gonna start on Monday. We did two events, and I'm talking with like 250 people at each event in two places. And let me tell you, if they cloned me, that would not be a good thing because one of me is way too much, huh, Jen?
Absolutely.
We actually did it
with one of you.
Monday, we did three events because we also did basketball. On Tuesday, we did two events, and a third, we did a whole Thanksgiving dinner for Christmas for staff.
See, if they clone you, you could do double the events. Just think.
No, I don't want to do double the events. Don't I say on the air all the time, I don't want to do any catering. I will tell you that there was nothing off-site. Did I do Derek Gore's?
No, you didn't.
No.
Do Derek this week.
So everything was it was city or state. So everything was in our house. I would say it was in the big house.
Well, that's good though.
We did do the Christmas party for the city at the auditorium, in which I know I've said it on the air many times. I drive a rocket. You know, I drive my rocket. It had 65 pizzas in it. 65 18-inch pizzas. Mm. You guys can all go to my Facebook page because let me tell you, we could have YouTubed that. It was so funny. And smelled wonderful.
I can't imagine what that smell was like.
No, they came from Jenna's. So, you know, they're going to be Charlie, you know, it's going to be good.
Yeah, Charlie from Jenna's hooked us up with 65 pizzas, and they all went into the back of the rocket. And I was like Santa Claus coming into the Christmas party with all the pizza.
But Danny, it is amusing because she had a dream one night she told me about that she woke up because she thought that her car was mad at her because it was dirty because she hadn't washed it. So just I can't even imagine the nightmare she must have had for the pizza in the back of the smell.
You know what? I drove it here today because actually I didn't because she drives so much fast. You know, cops, even when they're retired, drive fast. I will tell you, I got scared once. I apologize for going,
oh, nature.
No. Huh?
It's their nature.
Right.
So, and I didn't know it till today that it's a video game for her. So when I cook, it's a video game because I'll say, you know, I've got, I'll say to everybody, how many I got all day? You know, how many burgers I got all day? You got 13 right now. So it's a video game and you're looking at times and whatever. I didn't realize she does the same thing with driving. She looked at her thing. She set it at the house when she was leaving, and she goes, oh, I can beat that by 2 minutes. I'm like, what are you talking about? Mrs. Toad's Wild Ride. I'm like, what are you talking about?
She goes,
it's like a game. You know how you play video games with food? Mm-hmm. This is like a video game. You know, I gotta kick a couple minutes off of there. But so we had to drive the rocket because we have a loaner from Lincoln, wonderful Lincoln of Melbourne, who always takes care of us. We have a loaner. Went out this morning, drove the child to school, and boom, I got another flat tire like I did the last time here. So it's sitting, when we got it, it had 41 miles on it. Mm-hmm. I think it's got 300 and a flat tire. So I have to call Lincoln Mercury, Lincoln Jaguar, whom I love. We love Beth in service because, Beth, you're getting a call soon to come service that flat tire. So we've got two vehicles again. So, yes, it's been a crazy, crazy week. How about for you? Did you do any fishing?
I went a little bit on Sunday.
Well, you should have went today because, you know what, Jennifer, tell them what was in the water today.
I wish I could have.
Did you see what was in the water in Satellite?
In Satellite, I think it was yesterday, somebody saw some of the right whales in the inlet.
They took pictures of them.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but we've shared this week with Pineapple Cove Schools.
Yes.
We've done some fundraising for
It Is Finished Faith.
It Is Finished Faith, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's been a good week.
But Jody and her gang do a really great job.
So. They sure did, and we're going to work in the future with them. So lots going on. We'll talk about what's cooking in the 3-2-1, but let me tell you something I've never seen, okay? I'm going to introduce a guest. We have a guest in the studio today. This is Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Mark, and welcome to WWBC, live from Coco. You haven't been in a radio studio since college.
Which that was a few years ago.
Told us was a few years ago. Not many. Not 1979 like me. So we did an event this weekend. What was this event that we just did? Was this, because it was called something magic.
Winterfest Family?
Winter
Family Fest.
Jen, did it have some magic in there? I thought it said,
no,
like,
that's coming up in January.
It's coming up because, the same person.
I think so. This is just Family Fest.
Family Fest.
Yeah, I think Melinda hosted it.
So it was cool because, first of all, it was a free event for kids. You know, gear them up, start them out. It was some of them. I know we did the Christmas market and had Santa Claus, but this is another. I love that people are having Santa Claus present. I hate people coming away from malls because Jennifer can attest that I love malls. I'm a mall girl, okay? Give me the Millennium Mall. I'm happiness. I can spend the day there. I could probably spend the night. Give me a pillow.
Not me.
But I hate that the malls are all closing. They're closing because, like us, we're just as guilty. We shop online now, okay? So the malls are closing, but I can tell you this. Don't go to the mall to see Santa Claus because if you want your picture taken, it's $1 bazillion. It is $1 bazillion to get your kid's picture with Santa, and I find something very, very wrong with that. So I love that this is already two occasions that the children in Brevard have had to come get their picture taken with Santa Claus where you can hold your own cell phone, which we all know our phones take great pictures. We don't need that big whatever that they used to have. And, you know, I personally still like my Polaroid that you rip off things, but I could probably use it better than I can use my phone. But kids got to take their picture with Santa Claus. Parents could come there, no dollars, and get their picture taken with, I think it was one of Santa's helpers, but let me tell you, he was looking pretty good. He was looking pretty good. He was looking like Miracle on 31st Street, I think, 34th. So I love to see that. But so at this event, I saw the coolest thing. Tell us now what this is. This is new for your party. So here in Brevard, okay, what's cooking in the 3-2-1 is this. You don't need to get, and you do have bounce houses, right, Mark?
Yeah, we do bounce houses.
You do
well.
Bounce houses, but tell the audience what you do.
Okay, so our big thing is we do what's called a foam party in Brevard County and all the surrounding areas. And what we do is we bring in a tent and music and lights, and the highlight is like this big cannon looking thing, and it just shoots out this big stream of foam and builds like this big pile of, like, picture it like a big bubble bath, but like in your yard, and it's just like a big pile of bubbles.
Which I've been places where they have the bubble machine, but this is much cooler. I mean, you were like slip sliding in foam.
Yeah, this is more like foam. Like,
this isn't for
sitting
just
on top
children.
Of like
I don't
fun.
Think so. Yeah, see? I don't think this is just for kids.
No, they have actually like 5K runs and things like that. They call them foam runs, and you run through different areas.
Who knew?
I think it's a great thing.
Did you know they do that?
Different.
Yeah, so we have set up at like the finish line on a fun run, and like they run through like this big pile of foam at the end, and we can color it as well.
Color runs.
Danny,
yes,
were you aware that this is going on in Brevard?
No, I didn't know that at all.
No, me neither.
That sounds like fun, though.
And you can do it with, like, you know, I'm an old hippie, black lights.
Yes.
Like, so, the whole, that is cool. So, that is very cool.
So one of our packages is we set up like in the dark, and we add something into the foam, and it makes the foam glow in the dark, and then we shine black lights on it, and we set up like a laser show thing.
And this is very cool.
It's like ultraviolet. It glows green. It's pretty. It makes for a great night party. And we do those for
something,
you know, kids
different.
And
I really like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, I like it too. So the thing is, like, the average time, you say an hour?
Yeah. So our packages start off at an hour.
When you say start out, what's the average party? How many hours do they go?
Usually an hour, sometimes two. We've done ones that are 5 or 6 hours.
And do the kids get bored?
I would say no. It depends how many kids there are and the ages.
Yeah.
You know, some ages are, you know, too cool for things.
So now is this a franchise?
No. We're a small family business.
You just thought this up? You just were sitting at the dinner table one night and went, I think we should get some foam cannons and shoot foam into something.
That's funny. We kind of fell into the bounce house business back in August of 2023. So we've only been in business a little over a year.
Now let's back up to that.
Yep.
So you've got bounce houses.
Yes.
Are they the huge ones and the slides? And I mean, do you have the whole line of bounce
houses? Yeah, we have a variety. We have a few, you know, actually just bounce houses, like a castle bounce house. And we have this giant space themed one that's, you know, 4 to 5 times the size of like your normal bounce house you see.
And the slides with water?
Yeah, and then we have water slides as well with water, and we can run those with water, and it's a little chillier now, so we can actually run them dry without water. We put something on the slide to make it slippery, and then we, you know, put down some gym mats and stuff where the pool normally would be for them to land on. And then we have what we call combos, which is kind of like a bounce house on one side, and then on the inside they climb up a ladder and then down a slide. And those can also be rented out, like either wet, you know, as a water slide, or dry if it's a little chilly.
And for those of you that can only hear us and can't see us, he is showing me with his hands very nicely how they come down the slides.
Yeah, I'm a hand talker.
That's okay. We had the Italian American guy here last week.
Do you have different sizes about how bounce houses to like accommodate different size yards?
Like our smallest is 13 by 13, but it would require, you know, maybe like a 16 by 16 setup. Mm-hmm. And then our biggest one is, I think, almost maybe 40 by 40.
Oh, wow.
So I have a little idea for you.
Sure.
I always like to put my 2 cents in and tell everybody, you know, business. I think also you should get those sumo padded wrestling things, because I myself would partake in that. Because I say that all the time. I need to get my kids in there. I need to get me in there.
Well, like the sumo suits.
Yes. There's loads of times, because I noticed you had one bounce house where you could throw hatchets.
We have an inflatable axe throw.
Axe house.
That was cute.
And, you know, that's a big thing now. You know, there's bars that they throw hatchets. Drinking, we've had them on the show. Drinking, what is it?
Stumpies.
And we also had pistols and
pints and pistols.
So you can drink and throw hatchets.
And the nice thing about this one is it's inflatable, and the hatchets are, you know, soft, and they're Velcro. They're not real hatchets, so they're great for kids.
And it was covered up. Of all the events that were going on over there, I noticed that the kids were really, really gearing toward that.
Yeah, it's a big hit for both kids and adults.
Oh, yeah. So I think it would have been cool had you brought that foam thing into there.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we could have put it outside, maybe. It
Michael
cool.
and Kevin, this is Kim's idea, not mine.
Well, we're actually going to be set up this Saturday at the Harley-Davidson.
Harley-Davidson. Well, let's talk about Harley-Davidson.
Sure.
We love Harley-Davidson. Space Coast Harley-Davidson. We're going to be doing a lot in the new year with Harley-Davidson, and they've got their new, I don't know that it's new, but they've got the whole, like, park next to them that they do all kinds of events now. Space Cars Harley-Davidson. First of all, you can call them at 329-251-1311. You can get any of their information on their Facebook page. They have a website. Also, with the Space Coast Harley, they're at 1440 Sportsman Lane in Palm Bay. If anybody doesn't know where that is, it's out there by Bass Pro Shop. One of our favorite places, Danny.
Yep.
Bass Pro. But on December 14th, they're open. First of all, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7. They're open on Sundays, 10 to 6. But on December 14th, they're having their second annual Christmas Wonderland. Did I say that right? Let me say that in English. Let me just Let me just get here. This is their second annual Christmas Wonderland in Palm Bay. It's come experience the spirit and magic of Christmas. You get to meet Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus and the elves. Okay, oh. I'm liking that. We should take the girls. That would be something different. We haven't taken them out there.
Could be.
Disney characters, Marvel and characters, Marvel and DC comic characters and more. This sounds like fun. It's an event for the entire family. Come dance, play, eat, shop, and more. They also, on December 22nd, they have a drive out for domestic violence. This is Sunday, December 22nd at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is a new event. They have not done this one before. It's a drive out domestic violence, car, truck, bike, Jeep. Oh, a Jeep show. You love a good Jeep.
I do.
It's Space Coast Harley-Davidson is sponsoring this. It's Stop the Violence, End the Silence. Registration is $15 plus donations. Call for more information. It's a different number to call for the more information, though. Contact Jordan at 813-316-8734.
And so they're going to have the foam as well out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to – which one are you doing?
Well, we're doing the one on the 14th from 11 to 4.
You're doing the – let me get back to that. Which one was that? That's
the second annual Christmas Wonderland.
The second annual. Okay. So you can see Mark and his foam at the Harley-Davidson. This is a wonderful thing. We've tied both of our places here together.
And go ahead and get yourselves booked, because I think this is going to go very well.
And how wet will my children get?
They will get wet.
So I need to bring a spare change of clothes take them in there last?
It would be a good idea to bring a spare change of clothes and possibly a towel.
You recommend water shoes and things like that, or does it get really slippery?
It does not get real slippery.
That's what I said. He should put plastic down. Then it would be really slippery. Yeah, then people would get hurt. I'd go, but the fun.
Yeah, I'd be the one to walk across it and snap a hip.
Am I free that day? I want to go.
Maybe.
That's the 14th. I'm free that day because I canceled on house church. I didn't want to do their tea party. Just so that I could go be in foam with my children getting wet. There we go.
That sounds like a great time.
It sounds like a great time. Actually, everything out there at Harley-Davidson is fun. So I'm going to put that in my calendar. Space Coast Harley-Davidson. That does sound like fun. So can we tell everybody at home, because I know we had the bounce guy on here, the girl. She told everybody that a day basically ran about $350.
Yeah.
Can we talk about price, or you don't want to?
A
mystery?
I can talk our prices, okay. Yeah. So our bounce company is the Proper Bounce Company, which is just P-R-O-P-E-R, bouncecompany.com. And we have our bounce houses, we have the axe throw, we have concessions cotton candy and icy machine, things like that. And our prices range from $125 to $275.
So what fluctuates that price? The size of the bounce?
It's the size.
The size.
Yeah. Okay. And we buy all our – we have one unit that we bought used. That was the first one we bought that got us in business. And all our other ones are
brand
new.
Now, when you say you and your wife.
Oh, my wife and I.
Because I met your wife. She's very nice.
Oh, yeah, she is. Thank you.
Yes. She looks young like you. See? I'm getting old, Danny. She looked like a baby. She did.
Oh. So that's the price for all our rentals are 2 days. So we would deliver in the morning, and then we pick up the next evening. So you get it overnight for 2 days.
Oh, you get 2 days.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, that's a pretty good thing.
As long as it's a residential, at your house.
Yeah.
We wouldn't leave it overnight at a park or anything like that. But as long as it's residential, that price includes 2 days.
I wonder how my condo would love having that out back. On the beach. It's on the beach. We'll put a big slide out there. I don't think
they'd like it. They have quite their little parties themselves.
They do. They've had the big tent out there and
slide right to the water.
Right to the water.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
Let
cool.
me tell you, it's been very noisy on the beach. I don't know. And if somebody out there listening to the show today knows more than I do, because I know nothing about what they're doing on my beach out there, okay? They've had, dump truck after dump truck after dump truck dropping. It looked like the pyramids one day. They would drop six pyramids of dirt, go down in front of the next building, drop six things of dirt. It doesn't look like white sand to me. I like my sandy beach. Have you heard
do
about
you
this?
Have the are the walls up? They could be building the protection walls for the.
I'm telling you, this
it's
is
the entire
coming,
length of the
is,
beach, as far as you can see,
the whole
both
beach.
Ways.
Because, you know, I can see past the Crown Plaza, mm-hmm. and I mean, it started way down from there. In fact, across from Paradise Center, where like the Tiki Cafe and Bunkies and Ichabod's and all that mm-hmm. is. There's an opening right there mm-hmm. where the trucks line up in the middle of the street.
This is huge equipment.
Yeah, and they're coming in with dump truck after dump truck of, I don't know where they're getting it all. It used to be when they dredged, they would bring that sand and put it up on the beach. We did see some big barges out there, but mm-hmm. I didn't hear anything about this. And then all of a sudden, it's all loud and stuff, and the beach looks like pyramids, like the pyramids.
Well, they still could be fixed in places, too, that were destroyed by hurricane. You know, all the walls.
It's something,
and stuff
though. There. I mean, this
I
is
think
a big...
somebody mentioned that it was also to help with the turtles, to give them more, you know, beach restoration for them as
yes.
well.
Yes.
And I found a new yeah. job for me. One guy rides on a little ATV in front of the truck. Just show him where to go. Like, he doesn't know where to go. Follow the dirt. That's his job all day long. I'm like, oh, this looks like fun. I could do that. I think I could do that.
So we'd get distracted, and they would end up somewhere up in Daytona.
Yeah. I'd be looking at squirrels. You're right. Was that a shark? I finally saw one shark, I think. We weren't sure, but we think. But I really would have liked to have seen them whales, because I said, when I lived at a different condo, I used to see sharks all the time. Maybe that's a good thing, that there's no sharks in front of my place. Just, the waters are safe.
They're there.
The waters
you
are safe.
You just don't see them.
So, Mark, do you know why you can be here today? Because of Melbourne Seafood. Melbourne Seafood graciously pays for all of our shows so that we can have any guests we want on. Have you ever ate there?
Yes, I have. Nom, nom, nom.
So they only have two places now. He's sort of revamping. He's opening in Rockledge of Vieira. He closed one in Vieira, opening in Rockledge after the first year. But right now, there's still the one over there by the Long Doggers and the Palm Bay Walmart. There's one there that's really good, and then my favorite is the first one, an old one downtown on US 1, which you can get fried food at. There's an actual trailer outside that you can get fried food at. It you can get fish and chips, which I think is an awesome thing. But the he's got some specials, and I was just asking Jennifer today, I said, Jennifer, do you like snow crab? And she said she does, because listen, one, no, it's all you can eat.
It's all you can eat.
All you can eat snow crab on Fridays for $30. This is a deal, I guess, if you eat snow crab. I'm allergic to seafood. I'm so bummed. Do you eat seafood? You eat
oh, yeah.
Snow crab.
Yeah.
How many pounds of snow crab can you eat?
I don't know, because that's a lot of picking.
Oh, that's
exactly.
what she said,
that's
too. That's
said.
A lot,
that's
of,
a
really
lot of work
for it.
What if you could pay them extra to clean it?
Kind of like peel and eat shrimp. I love it, but I just don't want to work.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to peel and eat shrimp.
But
neither.
You know,
I
the flavors in that
peeled.
Shell. Mm-hmm. You know, so one of the things, you know, I'm a chef on some days, so people always say, why do you keep the shells in? You know, like say in a scampi or something, or a jambalaya. You know, the crawfish, it has the shell in. All that flavors in that shell. However, I'm going to tell you, I can't stand that shell in there. And don't leave the tails on. Take the tails off. I do not want
right.
to pick through my pasta to eat. I just don't want to do it.
Right.
So do I want to sit there? I could sit there. My daughter, Meredith, loves snow crab. She loves king crab. But she sits there and she'll open it all. I don't care if she's got a pound and a half. She's opening every one of it. And then she's got a pile, a mound here, and then she eats it.
She's got a plan.
She's got a plan. She has a plan.
That's a good thing.
That's right. She's got a plan. So, but from what I understand, this $30 is a great, great deal. So, you know, and I'm not just saying this stuff because it's a taped commercial or something like that. I'm telling you that Melbourne Seafood has the best value for your dollar. They still mm-hmm. have their $9.95 lunches mm-hmm. with Coca-Cola that I'm not drinking anymore. And I'm giving up Coke.
Go to Coke Zero.
Yeah, no, just none.
The phosphates,
it's bad for you.
The phosphates in
it. You're
really
right.
Bad.
It is. It is
bad.
It's bad
for,
you.
For us.
Coke is bad.
So I gotta say no. I'm gonna need. I wonder if they have a Coke 12-step meeting for Coke. My name is Kim. No more Coke for Kim.
No, I think Melbourne Seafood, one of the things what we talked about was they have a family feast.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like that.
They've got, for $29, a family shrimp meal. And let me tell you, it feeds four people. That's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Saturdays and Sundays, $30, twin whole lobsters. And pick a number. I've got a $25 gift certificate to give away today to the
15th.
Oh, no. We need 50. We need at least 50 people. Let's go 50. The 50th person to text me saying, I want to go to a foam party and eat at Melbourne Seafood gets a $25 gift certificate today. 50th person. Donna Grigsby, you still have to get your gift certificate that you won 2 weeks ago. You haven't picked it up or called me to get it. So anyways, but that all sounds good. Mm-hmm. I know I eat there. I like it.
Just for the record, though, I haven't met a shrimp that I haven't liked yet.
Do you like the shells and tails in it? Let me tell you, though, do you want the shells and tails in your food?
No.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Jennifer, what do you got going on over there in the city? I have a couple things to talk about later, but what do you have got happening?
Well, this Saturday in Titusville, they're going to have the Christmas parade, and their theme is Winter Wonderland. It's going to be at 6.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is that the boat parade, or this is a parade parade?
This is the parade parade. Oh. This is downtown, and they actually have at Premier Auto Care at 4 o'clock before the parade, there's a pre-party in their parking lot. So they're going to be at 1501 South Washington. And then they'll go on down with the parade.
So for me, let me ask you, because I know you're Titusville. I always say I like to give a little love to Titusville. Where is downtown in Titusville, though, for me, for us who are here in Melbourne?
It is actually still part of one. Titusville has one-way streets.
So by and Crystal?
So, well, you keep going past
you
that.
Keep going
you just,
keep, past
you just
it.
Stay on one, and you have to go through downtown.
Okay.
You can't miss it.
So downtown is on US 1, though?
It is.
Okay,
it
so
is
that's,
part of it.
That's
and
a
it's,
cool drive.
There's, you'll start seeing everything. I think it's called the Pritchard House. It's a big, beautiful, yellow, antebellum type house.
One of them haunted things. Houses, did I say? The scary houses.
And then you have the downtown shops. They're just the little quaint little shops. And it just looks like for about 30 seconds, if you're driving through it, you've stepped back in time. It's really, really pretty.
Wow. Huh. Yeah. I'll have to check that out next time I'm up that way. What else you got?
Another thing that's going on in Titusville Friday is there are a lot of families that can't afford, food and extra food for holidays and stuff like that. There's going to be a food pantry distribution that's going to be held by the Hummingbird Pantry. And on their Facebook, and the page that to go to check on this is called Hummingbird Pantry Distribution Time. And they're going to have their food pantry. I'm pretty sure that they announce how to do everything on their Facebook page. So that'll be helping some families out that, may not be able to have that extra food and extra things. I mean, you've got kids out of school, and a lot of times that puts,
and I
gotta
tell you,
like
Thanksgiving dinner, it was expensive.
It is. It gets very expensive.
Not cheap.
And speaking of downtown Titusville, let's see. The Hardware Store Brewing Company is having their 5th annual holiday cookie and craft beer pairing week. That's going on the 12th through the 16th, and they're at 305 South Washington.
Now, let me ask you, say the name of that place again.
The Hardware Store
hardware.
Brewing Company.
So you have in Titusville, you have a hardware store that has beer.
It used to be a hardware store, apparently, in the old days, and so they've kept the building pretty much and everything the same way. And they're now a brewing company that is inside there.
That's hilarious.
I
so
think
they
actually
named
have
it Hardware Store Brewing Company.
Exactly. And I think they actually have that new brewery on the outside of town going back toward Cocoa.
And they do.
And I can't remember the name of it.
So we've actually done a commercial for them. I can't remember the name of either, but I should get with them. They do things every week. They're a busy place up
they
there,
are.
Too.
They're very busy. They do trivia and different things like that. And for those that do not have kids and you have puppies, I guess probably cats too, but you can do puppy pictures with Santa by New York, New York Tiki Bar and Grill. That is going to be Sunday the 15th.
That's
3 to 5. Yep. At 5401 River Edge Drive in
Titusville. Okay, now I like that. Yeah. Do you dress your dog up? I don't know. You probably would.
I do. I got her the horn.
Yeah, let me just tell you. Jennifer's had her dog running around with the, Grinch horn because she resembles...
She looks like Max.
Yeah, she resembles Max a bit, but she's had the horn on. It's hilarious.
Got her a one from Amazon. So she's cute. She looks completely disturbed at me, though, like oh, no, don't, not again.
She gets the horn for the dog, but I've been asking for something for humans for, like, months because she's like the Amazon. I'm going to find it. I tell my staff all the time, I want a flame. I want a flame that I can stick to their butts because I'm always saying, liar, liar, pants on fire to my staff. If we could just find a really good flame that would hold up behind them when they're moving.
That's funny.
I'd just go behind them and stick it on where they didn't know, and they could walk around with that flame all day. I'm like, don't tell me that. Do not. Did you move this? No. No, I did not touch
There's
this.
There's something
no.
out there. Huh? There's got to be something out there.
There's got.
We
got
to find a flame.
I have to get on Etsy. Somebody custom do it or something for you. Now, did you know Friday is National Hot Chocolate Day?
I did not know. This Friday?
This Friday.
Where are we?
It's Friday the 13th.
Ooh,
I don't think we
Friday
have anything.
The 13th.
It should be cool enough.
Yes.
I have a Friday the 13th off. This
well, the
is
historic
so awesome.
Cocoa Village is hosting a hot chocolate crawl at 4434 Delanoy Avenue from 2 to 6.
Are you sure I have Friday off? I thought I had Harris Christmas party.
I don't think so. I think that was changed to a different date.
Excellent.
Let's see. If you visit all the locations during the hot chocolate crawl, you can be entered for a drawing for dinner and a show for two.
Where's that at?
It's provided by Time Out Sports Bar and the historic Cocoa Village Playhouse.
So let's talk about the
hot chocolate.
Huh?
You got to crawl.
Let me. So let's talk about the Cocoa Village Playhouse. First of all, until 2 weeks ago, I was not aware that they had been there 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
And they just celebrated their 100th year anniversary. They have, and you went and saw, what play was it?
That was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which I heard was awesome.
It is awesome.
So December 16th and 17th, they have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Junior,
yeah.
I'm going to go
which
see
is
that.
Cool. No, I'm glad you reminded me, Junior, right. And then we also have the Nutcracker on the 20th to the 22nd. It's a Wonderful Life, one showing on December 23rd. I guess it's two showing one day, though, but it's only for one day. And then Hello, Dolly! Is there from January 31st to February 16th to the Cocoa Village Playhouse. Everybody should go check that out.
They should.
Yeah.
It's a very...
It's pretty cool.
Very nice place to watch a play or if they have a movie night or something to that nature.
So I have a new one, too. I've never heard of a band. I guess they've got a bunch of albums and stuff. They're called the Black Flag Band. You heard of them?
Mm-mm, no.
So they're playing. This is odd. They're at Winfield Sports Bar. My friend Desiree, I haven't seen her in ages, but she owns the sports bar. And I love this one. It's on Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway. Mm-hmm. Hello, it's Atlantic's First Avenue. It's A1A. Do we have to do that? It's A1A. Saturday, December 14th, 7 o'clock, the Black Flag Band is going to be there with the Queers. The band has albums. They're hot. You can get their albums there. 321-773-8460 gets you the Black Flag Band's info, and they'll talk to you there. So who knew?
Absolutely.
I have one other thing on Jimmy Buffett. Why is that? Is Jimmy Buffett from here? I thought he was from, like, Key Largo or somewhere. I
think he is. He's not from here that I know of.
So why do we have to change the names? Like, the airport, the street to the airport. I love that it was called Airport Street. You knew it was on the airport. I'm on the right road. I'm mm-hmm. on the airport street. Nope. Now they got it named after somebody else. Now A1A, that's always been Atlantic's First Avenue. We know it's closest to the water. I don't care where you are in the United States. Now that is Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway. So who's going to know where they are? You can put that street anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I just don't like it. But on Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway is Atlantic Mortgage Services. Dan Overstreet's there. He's at 777-3199. That's 321-777-3199. For the new year, young, old, he wants you to come in and get pre-approved for a new place, commercial, residential, even construction. You can buy a house that's under construction. That's what I would want because I want to tear down the walls of every... I moved to my place. I want to tear down all the walls. So he's been there since 1989. He was voted best of Brevard. I love that. Dan, who knew? Who knew, Dan? My friend Dan's best of Brevard. Dan and Debbie are awesome. AtlanticLoan.com. You can also go to their calculator at Atlantic Loan and calculate how much your mortgage payment's going to be. They're at 1790 A1A in Satellite Beach, which is Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got going on?
Let's see. Friday is at 6 o'clock, Cocoa Village Holiday Boat Parade. Parade is going to begin at the Rockledge Valencia Dock. I'm not exactly sure where that is, but it's in Cocoa, and then head north along the shore.
Have you watched the boat parade before?
I have.
Because it's cool.
It is.
I used to always ride in it. We used to put from the, you know, what are the lights called? You're a boater.
The lights?
Yes. The one in the front.
The
stern and the one
and
in
the
back. That's why I'm not still in a boat. But we used to put the lights all around it and go out there and watch the boat parade. We always had a good time.
And speaking of boats, also on Friday the 13th, and actually throughout most of the month, and I didn't realize that this was still going on, and I have really, really got to go down and see these guys. But they're doing Christmas Lights Bioluminescence Kayak Tour.
Oh, I've been wanting to see that.
I thought the bioluminescence things that made the water change colors and everything, I thought that ended or stopped.
Mark, have you ever seen that?
No, but we do have kayaks, and we were hoping to go up and do that, but I didn't know it was still going on.
So, but you know what it is then, right?
Yeah.
Because this just got brought to my attention this year. I've been here since 1979, and I'm here to tell you I'd never heard of it.
It's absolutely beautiful. It is amazing.
I thought it was the funk in the water that made, like, fluorescent yellow.
It looks like Avatar. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful.
I've seen pictures now.
And BK Adventures, they're always doing different things. We need to really get with them as well.
We need to get them on. Let's make a note.
The way they can explain kind of exactly what's going on and when and the best times. And
who is it? What is it?
BK Adventures.
Let's look them up.
I think they're out at Merritt Island.
Because I want to get educated on this.
Oh, and Merritt Island also, apparently the 12th through the 25th, there's a huge light display put on by the family called the Dixons. It's called the Dixons Holiday Displays.
I've seen that on
the
news.
This is the place to be. It's 2492 Glen Ridge Circle in Merritt Island from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night. And you can tune in to 88.1 FM for the light show music.
Oh, she's
that'll
pushing another radio station. See how she is?
Not pushing the radio station, pushing the light show.
So I just happened to catch the news the other night, and they do this people vote in who's got the most lights and stuff, and mm-hmm. then it said the Dixon House.
Oh, wow.
Now that's in Merritt Island?
It is. It's Merritt Island.
And what's the station? 88.7, you said?
88.1.
That's mm-hmm. near me, I believe.
Huh?
I think that's near me.
88.1?
Yeah, because I kind of see a sign that talks about a station every time I go by I'm going South Tropical.
This place is located at 2492 Glen Ridge Circle. It's where the Dixons are located. But
I'm going to have to check that out on my way home today.
Absolutely. And, of course, on the 24th, I cannot wait to see it again, the Surfing Santas of Cocoa Beach.
And we have them on the 23rd in Indian Atlantic. Mm-hmm. So it's not quite as big, like they don't have the pier and all that, but equally as cool.
They're going to have a meeting that morning at 7:30 to get everything going at 2 Minutemen Causeway, and that's going to be in front of the Coconuts on the Beach, their little place. I'm not real sure how they're going to put all those Surfing Santas in that little corner up there. But
so I have to tell you, they actually stretch the whole mm-hmm. beach there. If you get there early, I know we've actually sat in Coconuts and watched it all. It would be really cool if you could get out on that pier.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. that, but, you know, that must be terrible for them because people won't want to get out of their seats. But it's pretty cool to see. Have you seen that, Mark?
The Surfing Santas? No, we haven't gone up there yet.
So that's worth taking the drive. It is. I mean, everybody's dressed like Santa. They're on surfboards. A lot of them are, you know, they've got wetsuits there. But they've still got their hat on.
Seems like
when
cold.
They actually get in the water, mm-hmm. because the water's a little chilly right now.
It is.
Yes.
It's in the 70s right now.
The water is.
Yeah. I think it's funny because the pelicans and all the other birds, because it's been so cold outside of the water, like in the 40s and 50s, tons of pelicans in the water. I guess the water's warmer, so they want to be in the water. But
I got to tell you, it's so cool, though, to sleep. I literally leave my door open and can hear them waves coming in all night, and the breeze is just so nice. It really is. It reminds you that there's really a God. I put that on my Facebook. I said, I think I've seen a glimpse of it today. It's pretty cool. I know that we've got on the 14th in Vieira, the Country Music Fest has moved out there. Mm. but they didn't give me any details, so I ain't talking about it. They didn't give me no love. Let's talk about what I'm doing.
What you're not doing is what I'm not doing.
So, we've got some cool things coming up though. I mean, I am doing Heather's Dance. The Little Girls Dancing is always a great show. Before Christmas, but after Christmas, of course, we've got our gun show.
Absolutely, the 28th and the 29th.
But on January 4th, Elvis is back in the house. Elvis is going to be back in the house. That was a great time. Did you go to that, Danny?
I haven't gone to that one
okay.
yet.
Okay. So Elvis is, I'm going to come back to the biggie because we'll have Mark here next week. But so Elvis is coming on the 4th. That's 7 to 9. It's a good show. I'm doing food. I'm doing the food that night. I'm doing pastrami and corned beef. We're doing Delicatessen Day on Saturday the 4th. We've got...
guess what's coming back? On the 18th.
We've got the WWE coming back.
Yep, WWE is coming back.
You know, they left us for a minute.
Yep.
I don't know why they left us for a minute. But they're coming back. The WWE is great. They have... I love Simone the Rock's daughter's always around. People love to see her. And there's... I know everybody
has their
favorite
who's gonna show
fighter.
Up.
Yeah, you never know who's going to show up. Last time they did, I thought for sure Ronda Rousey was coming. Because they had told me that a female wrestler who used to wrestle, who is now...
I think that was at the MMA fight that we thought
that. Was that
though.
The MMA?
I think so.
Yeah, maybe that was the MMA. Because I'm like, I want to meet Ronda Rousey. I want to tell her she shouldn't have fought that last fight. Tried to tell her. But the MMA fights is coming back. We've got the Brevard Wedding Association is doing their wedding show on January 19th. We've got the micro wrestling coming back in February, and we've got ABBA and Fleetwood Mac.
And we have Tyrus is coming back.
That's right.
And he's coming back
Tyrus.
On February 25th. It was sold out last time. So if
huge,
you can get tickets to that, you need to get tickets.
And you need to get them now.
Yes.
Because they got sold out way in advance.
Very quickly. And he does a great meet and greet at the end.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you purchase a certain ticket, or I don't know exactly how it works, but he was very, very kind to everybody. He stayed the entire time.
He stayed as late as it was to meet everybody, shake everybody's hand.
Very, very nice.
You know who Tyrus is?
Nope.
He apparently used to be a commentator on Fox News,
and
he was also a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Well, who is
his
wrestling name?
Good question. We had to find that out.
I would probably know it by his wrestling name.
But sold out though. He's got a book, and he was autographing his book, selling his book there. That's a big night. I mean, for us to get him back a second time. I know I got to cook a poo poo platter though.
Yeah,
he made a big deal that he did not get a poo poo platter to his dressing room. You know, we have a green room at the auditorium. We have a green room, and
that's purple.
I think one of them really is green. It's not a very good color green, but yes, I promised him that since he didn't get some nice hors d'oeuvres that I go, what would you, I said to him, I go, what did you want, a poo-poo platter? He goes, you got poo-poo platters? I'm like, we can make a poo-poo platter happen. So who's my favorite, though, at the auditorium? We all know who that is. Come on, Danny. Who's my favorite?
That's the Melbourne Orchestra.
That's right. I love the Melbourne, what is it? Melbourne Community Orchestra.
Melbourne
MCO.
Community Orchestra.
We'll be back. Jen, is that next week? I flipped off accidentally here to November. Here we go. Okay, so on the 18th. December 19th, we've got the Melbourne Community Orchestra. Mark, have you ever seen them?
No, I have not.
Okay, so it's not just for old folks. And know the music. I mean, like, literally, they did, like, Jack Sparrow was there, and they did the whole Pirates of the Caribbean thing.
Oh, that's fun.
This time is so cute because everybody's coming in their, like, onesie pajamas.
Oh,
I mean, literally, you have 800 people in their pajamas coming to the auditorium for a Christmas concert, and it is cool. You have a little one, don't you?
Yeah, we have a six-year-old.
So this is a perfect opportunity. And it. Let me tell you, it's a free event. The Melbourne Community Orchestra works by donations. It's donations only. And you can come in, donate whatever you want, or donate nothing. I'm cooking food, so we've got a full bar. You can drink liquor, you can have fun. The kids can get hot chocolate. I think we should do hot chocolate for that.
I think so too.
The, yeah, let's do a hot chocolate bar for the MCO.
We've been doing what? Grinch Punch and
we got
things
Grinch,
like that.
Let's do that. Grinch
we'll
Punch.
Grinch Punch and hot chocolate.
Grinch Punch with vodka rum or gin.
Mm-hmm.
Like
and hot chocolate. We should do that. Absolutely. That sounds like a great idea. So Maestro Mark is going to be here in the studio next Tuesday the 17th. Love when Mark's here. He co-hosts a lot, and we always have fun. Usually it might be just him and me laughing at each other, but but I think it's always a good show. The Jen, you got anything else? What do you got going
over
there? There's
tons of things going on. You should basically just go to Facebook and put in your local things going
the,
on.
I know Destination Brevard has they keep up to date. They've got there's a couple things though. I know with Gina, my new co-host Gina, who's been does marketing for the city. She's not here today, but she will be back with Maestro Mark next week. But a couple just things for them is the House Family Ministries Saturday December 14th. We've got the gun show, like I said, on that's the 28th and 29th. I wonder how to meet the Grinch. You missed a Grinch event. And you love the Grinch. Because the Melbourne police did at the Melbourne Mall, the meet the Grinch. I'm sorry that we missed that one. But we've got Christmas in the Park. This is one of our city events. It's at the Eddie Lee Taylor Senior Community Center. It's at 3316 Monroe Street. I think that's south of the auditorium. Mr. and Mrs. Claus Santa's Workshop. Performance, arts and crafts, and refreshments will be there from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Friday, December 13th. There's a lot happening on Friday the 13th. We were all supposed to stay in our houses and hide that day. You probably like Friday the 13th, don't you?
I love it. I don't believe in a lot of the superstitions and things like that. I come from a long line of mountain women, and we don't get time for all that.
Listen, it's a good thing that I don't believe in superstitions because everything I do these days, the number 666 comes up.
It is hilarious the amount of times that number comes up for her.
I mean, just everything. I looked at my racket, and it was 666 all across the board, 6,600 miles, 666 miles, and 6/16.
Yeah, you know what that means,
No, I pulled into the parking lot. I'm parking.
She got gas.
She
got gas a month ago.
Right? You know what 666 is,
what
right?
is it?
It's the devil's number.
I don't believe it anymore. No, it's all good. It is
all good.
She got
gas about a month ago, and it was $66.66. And I'm like,
oh, man.
There was everything.
There was a PIN code to something kind of crazy that she had, and she didn't know it, and I had to look it up for her, and I just started laughing. And
she
goes,
you're not going to believe what it is. She goes, I'm not going to tell you.
Listen,
here's a couple things to put in your calendar book. This is Saturday, January 25th, 9 to 12, free admission, Dollar Kids Rides Through the Obstacle Course. It is the annual Touch a Truck at the auditorium. You should get in on that one, Mark. You should talk to Patty. That would be fun outside. Touch a Truck, you have every kind of truck known to man. I mean,
fire
there's
trucks,
everything. They have like
construction.
SWAT from the SWAT team has their truck. You've got all kinds of the police vehicles out there. You've got dump trucks.
It's a big community event.
Oh, my kid would love that.
And
absolutely.
It's outside. See, you could put the foam out there. Oh. You need to get with Patty. That would be.
Yeah,
definitely.
Patty is the person to talk to.
Patty, we need foam out there. We need foam. And then here's another one to get your tickets ahead of time. This is why I'm pushing this one in February. This is an event. I do the food bit, but it's at the Civic Center. It is the 27th annual Father-Daughter Dance. And it's at the O'Galley Civic Center. It's at 1551 Highland Avenue over there in the Art District. You can call 608-321-608-7400. You can go to melbourneflorida.org/events and find all the events on Play Melbourne. But the tickets are on sale. They go on sale Thursday, January 2nd. And I got to tell you, if you don't get them on Thursday, January 2nd, you're not getting them because they limit it. They limit how many tickets they sell. So it's $20 for 5 years and older, and it's $10 for 4 years and older. This is a really cool father-daughter dance. There's just some times that dads get to take their daughters and I think John's going to take.
He is.
Is he taking both?
He's going to take Kara and Alessi.
Taking both, and I got to get those.
They're 5 and 6. And
make sure that we have the tickets for that.
Definitely.
The Breakfast with Santa, at, like I said, 9 to 10, that's at the Wickham Park Community Center. That's also one of the events we're having, $10 per adult, $5 per child. What do they get for that? Let's see. Tickets are on sale. Tickets are on sale already, but it's Breakfast with Santa for December 14th, 9 a.m. to 10:30. Oh, that's a bummer that they only do that, like, one. They should do a couple.
I know.
Proceedings with that. We had on the Italian American Club. I still haven't been. I want to go over there and get their lunch. Do you remember what it was we were going to eat? We were going to go over there for Cluckers. What was it? I have to look. I have to look here.
I don't remember.
Let's see. Here it is. Chicken Riggies. Chicken Riggies. Okay. I would imagine that's. Oh, here we go. Chicken with a rigatoni and a red sauce. That's one of my favorite dishes in the world. So, the Italian American Club of South Brevard has loads going on. They've got a Christmas party on December. They've got a. No, this one. The Christmas dinner. They've got their New Year's Eve Great Gatsby costume party.
Tuesday, that sounds like fun.
December 31st. You probably dress up for something like that. When you dress up for the Renaissance fair.
I dress up for whatever
I anything,
can.
For anything. The that one's New Year's Eve. I got to tell you, I'm not cooking New Year's Eve. I'm not cooking for anybody. If you want to invite me to a party or something, not cooking anywhere. Am I saying that on the air so everybody hears? I'm doing no catering on New Year's Eve.
Nothing.
Nada. Staying home.
Well, actually, you're not staying home.
You have
a basketball game at Eastern Florida State College at 3.
Okay, almost got out of it.
Almost.
Right.
I just happened to look at your schedule.
Let's farm that one out.
I think we may. Hey.
To all the employees, we're farming out basketball. I'm staying home. New Year's Eve, I'm staying home. I sit on my balcony.
Well, I have a fun fact for you. You know how much I love the space shuttle and the launches and anything to do with space. Apparently, not that Elon needs me to advertise for him, but, dude, if you want to come off some money, I'm over here. But Friday the 13th at 3:55 p.m., there's going to be a launch from Kennedy Space Center. Kind of normal, have launches all the time. Later in the day, out at Cape Canaveral, around 6:30, they're going to do another launch. So they're going to have a double launch on Friday the 13th.
A double launch on Friday the 13th.
I think they've only done maybe one or two double launches. So this should be good. Hopefully they can pull them both off, and hopefully everything will go smooth and both will get to go. That'll be very interesting for it to see that.
I get to see all of them rockets go up from my balcony.
And
it's
we
a beautiful
have an
thing.
Answer on the Tyrus.
We do?
Wrestling name.
Okay, what is it?
Well, he was known as Brodus Clay or the Funkasaurus.
The Funkasaurus, I do remember now.
I remember that in the face, I remember.
Okay.
Oh, he has a face you can't forget. No, I'm just kidding you. He's a nice guy. He really is a really nice guy.
He's a nice guy. He didn't get up from the stage, though. He sort of just sat.
I think that's because he hurt his back or his knee or something at one point. So he couldn't. I think he was having a little bit of mobility issues, but he was still.
I guess
he didn't really
comedy.
Need to. Yeah.
I don't do a lot of comedians. But everybody in the audience was laughing. I was busy working. And everybody loved it. Everybody had a good show.
His entourage was great. So
you were one of the last to say goodbye. I think you let everybody go before you.
Very politely. It was because he wanted me to call my. Asked him about calling my brother-in-law.
This was very cool. Now this shows. Let's just show the nice side of this big wrestler named the Funkasaurus.
Yeah.
Okay, who was on Fox News and spoke his mind, took the time to call.
It's my brother-in-law, Marcus.
Loves him.
Yeah, he loves listening to Tyrus and I guess watching him. But Marcus is also a police officer, and he's been deployed a bazillion times, and a veteran, and he really likes Tyrus. And so I asked Tyrus, I said, do you think it'd be okay if we called my brother-in-law and you said hey to him? And so he said absolutely.
This
no
like
doubt about it.
11:30 at night, he's calling him and chit-chatting.
Yep.
It was pretty cool. But who does that?
He was very, very kind of him to do that. Absolutely made my brother-in-law's day. He's talked about that ever since. So I may try to sneak him down here on the 25th. They're up in Georgia, where I'm obviously from, because somebody will definitely call and go, where is that girl from? I am from Georgia. Yes, I have a twang or whatever you want.
Cornbread.
Cornbread.
Marco, what do you got? You got anything going on here big in the next holiday? I mean, do people do holiday foam parties?
Yeah,
is that
we have. Well, we're doing the one at Space Coast, Harley Davidson,
right. Mm-hmm.
And then we may be at Field of Dreams on Sunday.
What 15th. Is Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams is at in West Melbourne. It's a park down on Minton Road.
Okay.
Down there, and they have like a splash pad and a playground, and they have like this big field where they have events at, and we get invited there to do some.
Now, do people have to pay to come over then, yours, or it's just
no? Those are free events for the community.
That's pretty cool.
And I we may be there on Sunday. I'm not sure. I don't have all the details.
Yeah.
And then I have a couple. Private parties we're doing as well. We have one of our UV foam parties, which is the ones where we set up the black lights
and stuff
at night.
I love that idea.
We're doing one of those. And then I got a request from a family that just moved here from Vermont, and they're missing their white Christmas. So we're doing like kind of.
Oh, wow.
White foam.
Yeah, we can set it up so, like, instead of being like a real big pile, it just kind of like snows foam. It's not really fake snow, but snows foam. So they requested that for like on the 23rd. We're going to do it for them. For their kids.
Oh, I need it to snow sometimes.
Yeah, play some Christmas music and stuff. It'll be fun for them.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. How long is that? So is it easy cleanup? I mean, how long is that foam stay around?
Oh, no. So what we do is we come in, we set everything up. We blow the foam for an hour, however long you pay for. And then when we clean it up, and all the foam evaporates within 15 to 30 minutes. It'll be gone usually by the time I'm packed up.
And, you know, I want everybody to hear, too, because it's eco-friendly.
Yeah, it's eco-friendly and hypoallergenic. Nothing, it doesn't
hurt
your plants.
Hypoallergenic.
Hypoallergenic.
Yeah, because I was asking, is it? Because I just thought it was like soap. It's like putting Dawn in somebody's eyes or something.
No, it's not soap. It's something we have to buy from the company. And I'm not 100% sure what's in it, but I know it doesn't hurt plants. It doesn't hurt your grass. It doesn't hurt your skin. It all cleans up and evaporates real quick.
That's pretty cool.
It's just a lot of fun.
So get out your $300. Get foam for the day. Invite me. I'm going to show up. I'll show up. We get one of the breweries that's called a hardware store to supply beer, and it'll make for a good day.
Oh, definitely. The slip and slide would be amusing then.
I remember slip and slide. We all got hurt on a slip and slide at some point in our lives. Somebody broke an arm. Mm-hmm. Somebody would always break an arm.
If you don't mind, I do have a discount code available.
Absolutely,
that's great.
So if you go to our websites, and this is good at either properbouncecompany.com for bounce houses or at hurricanefoamparties.com. That's hurricanefoamparties.com for our foam parties. And the code is just radio10, radio10. Use it at checkout, and you'll save 10% off your entire order. And then you can use that between now and the end of March.
That is awesome. And we're working on our Facebook page. We'll get your info onto that. Please remember to text 321-437-1567, 321-305-9906. Don't forget to say that you want a $25 gift certificate you might be able to gift that. Maybe you can re-gift. We all love to re-gift. You can call in, get that $25 discount or actually gift certificate and give it to somebody in their stocking for Christmas. Save some dollars. You guys, thanks for tuning in to What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim and Jen live on the air, and we're out.